Do you realize how powerful you are? Yeah, I'm gonna start the episode off with a question right out the bat. Do you realize how powerful you are? Like, straight up, do you realize how powerful you are? Do you realize the power in your mind? And how the things you say and the things you think, how you shape your own reality, will come to fruition? And the world knows this. Everyone that the evil elites or whatever who run the world, they all know this. They all know this. All the elites know that you have the power within yourself to shape your own reality. And if you don't give your attention to something, then it loses its power. And I've been noticing, well, I've noticed this for a while, but I've really been paying attention more in terms of how the media portrays news, the way in which they portray it, how different networks and outlets parade and put up these celebrities and celebrity stories and celebrity drama in Hollywood, how all these news sources are working together in conjunction with the ultimate goal, which is to distract you. And the reason why they're able to do this is because people don't realize the power they have to shape their own reality. Most people just live carnally and think that the life that they have is the life that they have, and there isn't much to change it. Now, I'm not saying that you don't be aware. I'm not saying that you just walk around oblivious, but it is completely possible to kind of turn your eye onto evilness. I'm aware of evil, right? I'm aware of the evil in this world and stuff like that. Now, and at the same time, I strive to live righteously. I strive to get back to that pure heart. Am I there yet? No. But the reason why I'm saying this is because a couple months ago, maybe more like a month and a half ago, I stumbled across this guy's YouTube channel. His name is Jonathan Butler, or John Butler, and he's like a spiritual leader, but he's a believer. He believes in the Most High. And he was saying in one of his videos that it's completely possible to basically not have evil exist in your reality. Like, you know, in the back of your mind, obviously, you know it exists and whatnot. But he's saying that it is possible to live a life where evil does not exist in your reality. You see, like I just said, like a few moments ago, when you give your attention to something, you give it power. If someone were to, like, I'm going to use a celebrity, for example. Let's use Kim Kardashian. She was just the first celebrity that came to mind, but let's lose Kim Kardashian. If the whole world were to stop looking at the Kardashians, if the whole world were to stop paying attention to that family, if the whole world would stop buying their products and whatnot, they would lose their power. The Kardashian family would lose their power. They'd lose everything they had. They would be finished. They would be done. Because a lot of these celebrities, a lot of these business moguls and anyone that puts themselves on a platform or puts their business on a platform or markets something, it only gains power and fame and whatnot when someone gives their attention to it. And it's the same thing with spiritual things. Satan only has power over those who gave their attention to Satan. And it's not necessarily like, You can give your attention to Satan and not even know it, because it's not on some, oh, I knowingly worship this devil, I knowingly worship Satan, or no. But like, you can give your power and attention over to things that are of evil, things that Satan puts in your faces to manipulate you and try to bring you further into, try to drag you further deeper into the dark side. But the more that you turn your eye to those things, the more that you turn your eye to turn your eye towards righteousness, and turn your eye towards the Most High, and turn your eye away from Satan and his demons, the less power they have, until they have no power in your life. And when John Butler said that, I was like, wow, that's really true. Because people really don't understand or realize the power that they have in their own reality. Like, you literally have the power to shape your own reality. And people know this with like vibrations and stuff. Like when I said in the last episode, watch what you say. Everything you put out in this world, every word you put out in this world, has a spiritual effect to it. If you're a negative person, then you live a negative life and you're always negative, then you will only attract negativity. You can only, the energy you put out will be the energy that you attract. It's always been that way. If you're a positive person and you shine your light and you try to help others, then people will do the same to you. That's not to say that you will still have people who will try to harm you, or people who try to cross you, even if you're a good person. That happens to people all the time. But just in a general sense, the energy you put out is what you receive. You have the power to shape your own reality. I feel like in this season, I can only speak for myself, but in the season I am right now, I'm really, the Most High is really helping me block out a lot of the noise. There's a lot of noise going on around the world, just in general, just a lot of noise, a lot of nonsense going on. Things that are put out to distract me from what's really important at the end of the day. And the Most High is opening my eyes up to those things. And one of the ways in which I turn my eye to the noise and shape my reality by not paying it any attention is getting off of social media. I'm not on it as much because I'm creating. I'm doing other things that don't require me to necessarily be on Instagram. Like, I really only use Instagram at this point to promote what I created. Promote, and it's everything I create is to glorify the Most High. And then YouTube, I gotta get off of YouTube too, because honestly sometimes I'd be on YouTube more than I'd be on IG. But YouTube, I post my videos when I'm done like the finished product. But it's just a season of me trying to build up in my spirit and get closer to the Most High. Now, I know everyone's on their journey. I respect where you're at, but you have to start realizing the power that you have in yourself. Most High can't use you. God can't use you or help. I mean, he'll train you and meet you where you're at. But it's harder for the Most High to use someone who is still lost in the world. Someone who's still getting easily tricked by the schemes of Satan, even if it's like a low level scheme. We have to be more aware of the power that we have within ourselves. And when you give your life to Christ and that true light starts to live within you, it's like a fire that never burns out. It's like a fire that never burns out. I was, I don't remember who I was talking to, but, who was it? I don't remember who I was talking to, but maybe I watched something, or maybe I read something. Oh, no, I read something. I'm subscribed to this magazine. It's called The Voice of Martyrs, right? And in this magazine, okay, I remember now. There's this YouTuber that I follow who's a believer, and he was saying that he was subscribed to this magazine that I now am subscribed to because of him. And he was saying that when everyday people are protesting and fighting for something, and then they get like pushback from the government or like something happens, 99% of the time people usually give up. And I'm saying like it's not like an infiltration and you think that they didn't, but it's like, you know, like pure protesting where people are fighting for something and it has nothing to do with God. Usually people give up 99% of the time, or they slow down. But he was saying that believers, children of the Most High, when we're professing the name of God, right, and we're putting out for the Most High, and we're spreading His word, when we get oppressed, he was saying that it like lights a fire in us to make us want to do it more. Those who are truly about it, not the ones who say, and then they fall to the wayside. And he was also saying, like, when a believer, a brother, a sister in Christ dies for Christ, it makes you even more, not elated or happy, but it makes you even more like zealous for the Lord and wanting to continue to spread this message, because you know that it's for a good cause. Like it's in the end, you're gonna reap the rewards of what you've done. You see, when I came to Christ and I truly submitted my life to Christ, because I knew God for a long time since I was a kid, and I got saved when I was real young, but I backslid for a while. And even when I got saved, I wasn't fully in it like that, right? And I was living in the world and stuff like that. But when I came back to Christ and the Most High showed me who I am and where I belong in this world, it just changed my reality. Just like that. When you are exposed to the truth, the true truth, you have no choice but for your reality to be changed. Because now you're operating off of a completely different mindset than everyone else. A completely different mindset than most of the world that's still stuck in other things. Like, I can't view the world the same, but at the same time, it's like this being exposed to the truth helped me to open my eyes more and shape my reality even better than what I had before I was in the truth. We all about abundance over here. We all about joy over here. We all about peace over here. We don't aim at all to have darkness consume us. Obviously, we still gonna get tested. Satan's still gonna come out with all he got, but you know, the Most High working. Yah is all powerful, all knowing. And when you have Yah on your side, there's nothing that Satan can do. But we still gonna have to endure until the end. But you people, we really need to understand our spirit and the energy within us. Not everyone's energy right now is good energy. A lot of us have or had negative demonic energy within us that we need to cast out through the Most High. But you have the power to shape your own reality. And I'm sure a lot of you heard of, I'm going to talk about this in another episode. And sorry for my voice. I'm getting over like seasonal cold, so my voice is a little shaky right now. But I'm sure that a lot of you heard about how Facebook changed their name to Meta. Facebook changed their name to Meta, and Mark Zuckerberg came out with the Metaverse. It's like this virtual world and stuff like that. I mean, these people, they know exactly what's up. They know exactly the power that you have within yourself. They know exactly the power to shape your own reality and how beneficial your life is when you turn your eye to wickedness and shape your own reality through light. That's why they have these virtual reality games and whatnot. And it's just grooming, you know what I'm saying? They were grooming us for this moment. This metaverse stuff seems very demonic and very crazy. Like, it could really suck people in. It could really suck people in on some Inception type stuff. Now I'm going to go on some more in a different episode, but it's just like they've been grooming us for this since we had when the IMAX movies first came out, when the movie was all around you and you wore the 3D glasses, stuff like that, to make you really feel like you're in it. They've been grooming us for this stuff. Because they want to keep us further away, severed away from our spirit. Because the farther we are away from our spirit, the farther away of our connection is with our spirit, that means the farther we are from the Most High. And that means that Satan can further trick you and manipulate you into staying in your vices, into staying away from God, because you feel like the life that you have now is better than what you could have with the Most High. People don't see things deeply like that, because everyone's just living carnally. People are just like, oh, this is just a game, I'm just gonna have fun. But no, this metaverse stuff is crazy. It's really crazy. And although Mark Zuckerberg may look like a little nerd or whatever, these people, I mean, I wish I could go in on it some more, but it's just like, these people aren't stupid. they know about the spiritual realm. They know exactly what's going on. That's why they use what they know to and put an evil spin on it to manipulate you into acting a certain way. They want to shape your reality. Most people wake up every day and are unfulfilled and unhappy because, you know, for one, we live in a matrix, and for two, for so long, their whole lives, they've been allowing other people to shape the realities for them. And when it's, they start you young, when you're in elementary school, your reality shape, you go to middle school, like, I feel like each school that you go to, the more indoctrination they start putting on you and how you're supposed to think and this and that. When you're in elementary school, you're learning your math and your basics, right? But they also put in some history lies for you, some Columbus and like all this other stuff. Middle school, I don't know what type of middle school you guys went to, but I went to a middle school that had a uniform. So now you gotta wear a uniform. It was very strict, felt like jail. High school was bad too, because you know they're preparing you for college, and then oh, if you're undecided, it's all these components that go into play that make it so hard for the upcoming generation, for kids that turn into to grow up to be adults, for them to think for themselves. That's what it is too. A lot of people don't know how to think for themselves, so therefore, how are you able to shape your own reality? How are you able to live the life you truly want to live when your whole life you've only been trained to live a life that someone else planned out or mapped out for you on a mass scale level? That's why people are so depressed and sad, because they don't know which way to turn. They're working jobs that where bosses don't care about them, but where are they going to go? They've never learned how to shape their own reality. But I know a lot of people, I know you guys may not want to hear this or whatever. A lot of people may not want to hear this, but when you turn to the Most High truly and you put your pride aside, that's going to be another episode because, you know, pride is a killer. You put your pride aside and you truly tell the Most High, Lord, I don't know which way to go, because you really don't, and I don't either. I don't know the future. And you put your pride aside and you humble yourself, the Most High will bring you out of darkness. I love this time of the year, but you know how this time of the year go down. Those that know me and know how I feel about these seasonal holidays and stuff like that. Another form of the programming, people trying to tell you the way in which you should live your life, when you should be happy, when you should be married, quote unquote. I mean, just think about it. People working at jobs where you are told when you can leave. You are told when you can get sick, or how many sick days you can have. You can told when you can go on vacation. And I'm not dogging like 9-to-5s or nothing like that, but we just start to think more about how this world is set up and how it's set up for you not to think for yourself, but just for you to follow orders. You have the power to shape your own reality. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't do this or you can't do that. Don't let the negative people get in your head. Because all those people that are being negative is because whatever they tried to do, they failed. So therefore, they didn't want to get back and try again. So now if someone else is trying to escape, someone else is trying to curate a better life for themselves, they can't stand it. Because that means that person has the potential to be happy while they're still upset. You have so much power within you on your own. Now imagine if you surrendered to the Most High. Imagine how much more power you would have if you surrendered to the Most High. Don't let people get into your reality. Don't give people access to shape it in whichever way that they want. You're a powerful family. I'm not gonna keep running on. I'm gonna keep this message short. I've been liking these short podcast episodes. But lastly, I'm just another reminder, we need more creatives. If you wanna start a podcast or anything like that, please start it. It doesn't have to be perfect. And I realized that myself. Like when I first started my podcast, and this is the last thing I'm gonna say. When I first started my podcast, I thought that each episode had to be at least an hour, or I was like I wasn't saying anything, because it's just perspective. All the podcasts I was listening to, they were talking for like an hour, 2 hours, and I felt like I had to match that. Now, granted, I had partners or guests on my show in the beginning, but it was just like I felt like I had to match that. Until I realized, I watched some more podcasts like a whole year later, because, you know, I took a break, came back, and I saw a lot of people who had short episodes. I was like, I don't have to. It's really just about the content. The length doesn't matter. It's the quality of what you're saying. You don't have to have a fancy equipment or anything like that. I started off on some broken headphones. Now I have a mic, but it was an expensive mic. I mean, eventually I would like to have me a Yeti or something like that, because I'm just a little bit picky, but it's not a necessity to put out a good message. But we do need more creatives out in this atmosphere where darkness is rising and people are just becoming more sad and depressed. If you have a message to share that you know could help someone else, and you want to share with a pure heart and not on some vain stuff where you just want to get recognized, we need you out here. Spread your light. That's our main goal in life. Our main mission as believers at the end of the day is to spread the good news and spread the light. I'm spreading the light. It's your turn to spread it too. Thank you all for coming back on another episode. Hopefully, next podcast episode, my voice will be back to normal, because I really want to start doing podcast episodes a little bit more often. But I've just been recovering from a cold and my throat's been like scratchy and stuff like that. So I don't want to strain it or anything more than that. But thank you all for coming on this episode, and I will see you in the next one.